Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this June 19th, 2023 regular meeting of Orville City Council. We'll open this evening with prayer with Pastor John Maltus from Orville Christian Church.
Let's pray. Father, we just want to begin this meeting tonight acknowledging you as God. For we know that prayer is our declaration of dependence upon you. We know how we need you, Father. We ask for your blessing on this meeting and on the agenda tonight. I pray that you give these city leaders your wisdom and direction in all things. We ask for your protection for our firefighters, EMTs, and police officers. And we pray for peace in our workplaces and neighborhoods. And on this Juneteenth holiday, Father, we ask for unity, civility, and justice for all. May your will be done here in Orville as it is in heaven. And this is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor Maltus. The clerk, could please call the roll.
Hamburg.
Here.
Jaspier.
Here.
Shanklin.
Here.
Orson.
Mr. Orson is excused.
Carr.
Here.
Mosley.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
You should have received a copy of the meeting minutes from our June 5th meeting, 2023. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
I make the motion.
Shanklin moves.
Second.
And Carr seconds.
Aspiris?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Abstain.
Hamburg?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. We have no public comment on the agenda for this evening, so we'll move on to standing committee reports, and we'll begin with our Parks and Recreation Committee. Mr. Hanworth.
Thank you, Mr. President. Parks and Rec has not met, therefore I have no report. However, just a few notes. This is the busiest time of the year going into our park season, if you will, and I've been out at the park the last couple of weekends for baseball tournaments, and we've had baseball tournaments, concerts, all kinds of things going on at the park, and I'd like to say to our team internally that it looks great, and I think that we hear a lot of times about issues at the park, but overall I'd say the park has never looked better. So I'm gonna congratulate Ryan Immel and Eric and the team out there that do a nice job of maintaining the park. Last thing I'd like to add is that this Sunday, I can say this now, it's officially the opening of our skate park. And it's been somewhat open for a couple weeks now. Steve, is that 2 weeks roughly?
About
2 weeks?
Yeah, about a week and a half. Yeah.
And I did reach out to the chief of police and asked if we had any incidences, and he said no issues so far, so we'll knock on wood. But he did say it's been heavily used quite a bit. So with that, I have nothing else.
All right, thank you very much. Our Utilities Committee, Mr. Shanklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utilities has not met, therefore I have no report.
Our Transportation Committee, Mr. Mosley.
Thank you, Mr. President. First, can I speak on for Chairman Morrison?
Yes.
For Ordinance and Personnel. On behalf of Chairman Morrison, a secretary of that committee, he had requested that I establish a meeting at 7 o'clock July 3rd to discuss the housing of certain animals for an ordinance that we're going to table this evening.
Or for the replacement of that ordinance, yes.
Right. Does that work for everyone?
So July 3rd, Daryl?
July 3rd.
Yeah.
Yep, 7 o'clock. That's going to be prior to our regular meeting.
And then did you have a report for the Transportation Committee then? Or?
Yes. Quick report, I'm looking at June 26th. I'm going to have a transportation, they call the Transportation Committee for that day to discuss public transportation with Mrs. Janet Conrad from Community Action. who is currently running the Wayne County Transit. And she also, I've been meeting with her for the past 2 or 3 months to kind of discuss the different options. And currently, she's looking for a way to kind of survey our community to kind of gauge a need for our community. So she wanted to kind of explain, you know, the project that she's been working on, how, you know, how she would like to interact with our community and our administration and all that. So I'm looking to have that meeting June 26th after the utilities meeting. And that should be around 7, is that correct? Is that
what I'm thinking? Usually we try to shoot for 7. You never know.
Does that work for everyone?
Yes.
All right. With that, I have nothing else to report, Mr. President.
All right, thank you, sir. And our Health and Safety Committee, Mr. Spiros.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Safety has not met, and I have no report there. However, just a quick summary for you. We're still having those quarterly meetings with EMS, trying to figure out a solution there. Well, I don't have any specifics because nothing's set in stone. We do feel we're close to making at least some changes here in the near future. We're going to meet again at the end of this month, and I should have more at the next meeting for you.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Our Planning Committee, Ms. Carr.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Planning Committee has not met, therefore I have no report.
Thanks. And our Finance Committee, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Finance Committee has not met, so no report.
Thank you. We have no special committee reports, so we'll move on to our administrative reports and Mayor Hamburg.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have 2 items tonight. Number one is just to mention our June Employee of the Month, and that is Richard Smale from the Water Department. And he actually started with the city January 17th of 23, so he's a newbie. And he is currently serving as second shift operator at the water plant. Richard has received his Ohio EPA laboratory certification and is working toward an operator's license. Before his employment with the city, Richard worked at the Wilbert Company for 5 years as a traveling service technician, where he commuted around the world erecting the towers and masts and repairing telecommunication equipment. He lives in Oroville with his wife Jennifer and 2 daughters, and you can often find him in his garage tinkering with a 1989 Jeep Wrangler or attending swap meets and flea markets around the state. And we'll be having lunch together tomorrow. And also, I have another informational piece for you. This is actually a news release, so I'll give this to Shen after we're done. This is from Chicago, Illinois. The Government Finance Officers Association of the United States and Canada has awarded the Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting to the City of Oroville for its annual comprehensive financial report for the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2021. The report has been judged by an impartial panel to meet the high standards of the program, which includes demonstrating a constructive spirit of full disclosure to clearly communicate its financial story and motivate potential users and user groups to read the report. The Certificate of Achievement is the highest form of recognition in the area of government accounting and financial reporting, and its attainment represents a significant accomplishment by a government and its management. And I would specifically say by a finance department and our finance director. You know, we could kind of take this sort of thing for granted since I have announced this about every year since I've been mayor. I know that, and probably before that it was announced. We've got quite a record going, but that's something we should be very proud of and be very glad of, because obviously if you don't have those kind of recommendations and records, then things aren't going very well and probably aren't going to continue to go very well. So we appreciate the finance department and all those folks do, and finance director Ms. Strimlin for her leadership there. So thank you very much. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We move on to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. As Mr. Hanwerk mentioned, the skate park is open. The service department did complete some sidewalk connections to the skate park. They actually poured those today. The dog park will be closed tomorrow and Wednesday, so the service department can finish the connection to the entrance to the dog park. So that'll be out of commission for a couple of days, but should be good to go here after Wednesday, and all the work should be complete at that point. The new scoreboard is up at Miser Field. If you haven't gotten a chance to see it, it looks amazing. We thank the Orville Firefighters Association for their donation of the scoreboard. And speaking of Firefighters Association, the first ball tournament is right around the corner. It starts next Friday. It's the Five Alarm Classic. It's the 12U tournament. We do expect 40-plus teams to be here for that as well. Also, the next Orville Performing Arts performance is next Thursday. So next Thursday is going to be a busy week, really kicking off the 4th of July festivities. But the band is the Eclectic Campfire. And there's a reason Eclectic is in their name, as they cover music from Marshall Tucker Band, Patsy Cline, Billy Joel, Buddy Holly, Frank Sinatra, John Cougar Mellencamp, Hootie and the Blowfish, Jimmy Buffett, Frank Valli. So there's a wide variety there, and I only named a few. So, and then the next performance after that will be July 27th, and that will be Orville's own Dick Shantz and Gary Edwards. And then the final performance for the program will be August 10th, which will be Blue Lunch, which is an annual performer for us. And that's my report for tonight. Oh, I actually do have one more thing. You might have heard the sirens today. They were testing those. We, as you know, this has been a multi-month program between supply chain issues and connectivity issues. We are, they're all operable. They're all working. Now it's just a matter of getting them finalized with the WARCOG and connected. We do expect all that to occur in the next couple weeks. So knock on wood. I'll keep you updated if that schedule gets pushed back, but we are really close now at this point.
All right. When do other communities' alarms go, like, you know, Marshallville, does that go off at the same time ours does?
So Marshallville is actually now operated by the Sheriff's Department, so I don't know what their criteria is. The WARCOG, actually, we established criteria with the WARCOG. Typically, it's if there is a National Weather Alert Tornado Watch issued in our area, then the WARCOG will let the sirens off.
You mean tornado warning?
A tornado warning, yeah, okay. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Yep. And the last time, actually, the storms were all south, so I'm not sure that they would have been set off for us that time, but I know they did issue a watch for us in that area, so most likely they would have been. So hopefully we get that addressed before this busy storm season kicks off.
All right, any questions or comments? All right, thank you. Our Finance Director, Ms. Strimlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do have a couple of good things to report this evening. I recently attended the annual meeting for RITA, so I wanted to provide a little bit of background information and give you some updates. If you remember, in the fall of 2022, we made the decision to partner with RITA. At that time, we did believe they could provide additional services for our taxpayers and potentially lower expenses for the city, which then in turn we could use those cost savings for other projects with the police, fire, or the parks. After our first full year with RITA, I'm happy to report that we achieved all those objectives that we thought were possible. We now offer electronic filing, we increased our customer service hours, and we were also able to increase the security of personal data. And in addition to those things, we were able to reduce our expenses. If you remember, when we were contemplating the move to RITA, the average annual expenses for our income tax department were approximately $116,000. And at the end of May, RITA notified us that in 2022, they were able to administer our tax for 1.15% or $54,000. And on May 31st, we received a refund of almost $90,000. So if you assume that expenses stayed the same from 2019 to 2022, which is where we calculated the averages, it's normally not the case that they're going to stay the same. The partnership provided a minimum 54% reduction in expenses. The other good news, last month we had an increase in our income tax collections. We are now up almost 15% or $378,000 when compared to last year at this time. And when looking at the total general fund revenue, we're up approximately 11%. We'll be sending council a recap of the revenue expenses after we close the month of June and have a year under our belts. And one final item is the distribution of the April and May fund balance reports, and I just ask for a motion to approve those subject to audit.
So moved.
Second.
Mosley seconds.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hanward.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
good. Thank you. And our law director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
Thank you. I have no report either, and so we can move on our agenda to old business. And Mr. Mosley.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move to table ordinance P23.
Second.
Second, Spiros.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hanford.
Yes.
Spiros.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. That concludes our old business, and so we can move on to new business.
Resolution 2123. I move this resolution to be placed on first reading.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
Spiros.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 2123, a resolution approving a budget for the City of Oroville, Ohio for the calendar year 2024 and declaring an emergency.
Any comments?
Sure. The total budget excluding transfers is $62 million. We have $8 million allocated for the general fund, $7 million for the remaining tax-supported funds, and $47 million for the utilities. We did make some changes from the 2023 final appropriations that you approved in March. They include additions for contractual wage increases in 2024, as well as an anticipated increase in health care costs. We did make reductions in materials and supplies and contractual obligations due to the change in capital projects that are planned for 2024 when compared to 2023. We also made significant reductions in purchase power, coal, and natural gas to meet the anticipated generation needs next year. The budget will be on second reading on July 3rd. The council would like to have a workshop on July 10th. If you could just let me know by July 5th or 6th so we can prepare for that. And the third reading is scheduled for July 17th so that we can meet the county's requirement of July 20th.
Very good. Any questions or comments at this time? Hearing none, we can move on.
Resolution 2223. I move this resolution to be placed on first reading.
Second.
Second, Carr.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hanford.
Yes.
Spiros.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 2223, a resolution authorizing the mayor to enter into a partnership agreement with the City of Worcester and Wayne County for making an application to the Ohio Department of Development for a Small Cities Community Development Block Grant for Community Housing Impact and Preservation, CHIP, funds, and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a resolution allowing the mayor to allow us to partner with the City of Worcester as well as Wayne County on a grant application, as mentioned, for the CHIP program. The CHIP program is grant dollars focused on to individual property owners to focus on home repairs, private owner improvement projects, might be a furnace or a water heater, things along that line. It is a grant program. It's very effective. Income dependent. There is a potential, and Chris would kill me if I didn't say this, it is highly competitive as well, which is why the partnership typically adds some additional points for us in regards to partnering with other communities. So it's been very effective for us in the past. There is an opportunity for us to get up to $300,000 or just under that we can then make available to our property owners to use for those folks in need that need some help making improvements to their homes. We're working on different ideas of communicating this availability. If we were happy to get it, we won't hear until the fall. We're definitely open to suggestions. Social media obviously is effective, but it doesn't hit everybody. We'd love to do a press release as well, but definitely open to other ideas or other avenues as well if we're able to, fortunate enough to get the money.
Any questions or comments?
Is there any downside to why we wouldn't do this?
I don't know of any, to be honest with you. It's a great program. It's a definitely a program that targets folks that need the help and helps people improve their properties and stay in their homes. So I am a huge supporter of the program. Honestly, in my opinion, it's a no-brainer.
Okay. Thank you.
I believe we're seeking to suspend the rules on this one. Is that correct?
If you would, there's a deadline, obviously. The quicker we approve, the quicker they can move forward on the actual grading.
Okay. Mr. President, block grants sound like a great idea for us to pass tonight. with that said, I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of an ordinance on three separate days be suspended.
Second. Mr. Shanker.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Cobb.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 23-23.
We'll need to pass this. No, so move to adopt as written.
Yes.
That's not what I was correct. So I move to adopt as read.
Yeah, I move to adopt Resolution 22-23 as read.
I move to adopt on Resolution 22-23 as read.
Second.
I believe Mr. Handwerk was in first.
No.
Is that right?
Go for it.
It's up to you.
Okay, I think it was. He won.
Okay.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right, now we're to
move on. Resolution 23-23. I move this resolution to be placed on first reading.
Second,
Mr. Shanklin.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 23-23, a resolution authorizing the Safety Service Director to enter into any agreements with the Ohio Department of Transportation necessary for the Orville Pavement Marking Project, PID 11651, and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just to give a brief history, and there's a long story to this, but I'll give you a summary. The city was approved for earmarked funds through Roth Regulate. That tells you how long ago it was. Prior to my arrival, so 17 years ago or so, for a project to try to eliminate truck traffic on Main Street. After numerous years of studies and evaluation, it was determined the two kind of most effective ways to do that was to extend High Street, eliminate ore. So that's how the High Street extension project occurred. And then the other was to eliminate truck traffic in the residential areas, or I wouldn't say eliminate, but reduce. As a result of that, the Pine Street project occurred, which took the Morgan traffic from Pine to Main and extended that project. So those projects occurred in the last 5 years or so. We were recently informed by ODOT that there's some money remaining. Obviously, there's a narrow eligibility of what projects would be eligible for that remaining money. We came to the conclusion with the ODOT that a pavement marking project, specifically on Main Street, which is obviously where the projects occurred, would be eligible under that money. We, without knowing how much the cost will be, there is a potential for additional earmarking. They're going to let us use the money on other areas as well if there's money remaining, I guess, is where I'm going with that. Obviously, our focus of those markings will be on the high traffic areas, you know, the main roads such as Crown Hill, Host Step, or those kinds of things. So, market. Unfortunately, there's a narrow window in order to spend the money. It has to be spent by the end of fiscal year 2024 for the state. We do have to hire a consultant. That's a required process. They assigned a new PID number as part of it, which is in the resolution. That is why it requires new legislation tonight, because a new PID requires new legislation. Obviously, I've been approved for prior PIDs as part of the project. I would ask for approval, if not tonight, by the next meeting, so we can move forward on the consultant process and then obviously move forward with construction so that we can spend the available money that's here for us. And I don't use this often. I don't want to use it twice in a night to make it sound like everything is this, but this one truly is a no-brainer as well. It's money available to us. It's money that's been earmarked for us. It's going to be a really good project with the thermoplast that should last for years, knock on wood. So it really is a good use of those dollars and to improve traffic safety and obviously improve the areas that were originally identified within the project. Would I answer any questions?
Any questions or comments, Mr. Hayward?
I have one comment.
Okay.
I was on council back when that all was going on with the truck route, and just to be clear, those of you that are sitting there saying, well, it didn't reduce much truck traffic, we felt that we came to that conclusion before we even went forward with that. It's a state route. There's going to be truck traffic. That's all there is to it. And a lot of that truck traffic was coming to and going from Oroville, so it wasn't something we wanted to go away. They had talked about a bypass before that, and pretty soon, you know, it didn't take long for downtown people to realize, you know, once you do a bypass, everybody's going to use the bypass, and pretty soon you have a dead downtown. So that project went forward with those two avenues, the High Street extension and the Pine Street, to make things better. And if the trucks use the road they're supposed to use, it does make things better. And I think we're doing a little better, but it takes a long time to get truck drivers used to going someplace different than what they're used to. And factories have changed things around as far as where their loading docks are and all that. So everything affects that. But that's a little background on that whole program.
Yeah, I remember as well that the study was funded through the project that was earmarked through Ralph Regula. And once we did the study, we realized we really don't need a bypass or don't want one. But if we opted not to, we would have to pay back the money for the study.
Right.
Yeah, so
yeah, we needed to do something.
Yeah, so. Mm-hmm. Any other questions or comments? Yes, Mr. Chairman.
I'm personally a big fan of thermoplastic. That's kind of the industry that I work in a weird, strange way. Did they outline in the study if this would be like the main long line or crosswalks or everything?
Right, it'll be everything, including the parking spaces as well.
Parking spaces as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have some type of outline of how much that would cover if we were to theoretically get the money?
That is going to be part of that process, that first phase. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but the expectation is it'll cover all of Main Street. As far as at least from the market to host that.
Market to host it. Okay. Cool. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Who knew there were fans of thermoplastic?
we've had a little
good stuff.
We used a little bit, and it does hold up way better than.
Yeah.
You know, we've had companies come in and paint the lines, and literally, by the next day, you can see where trucks have turned and worn the paint off. It just doesn't last, and it's understandable, but this will hold up far better.
Should we explain to everyone what thermoplastic is quickly?
I'll
give you a real quick rundown. So think of little beads of plastic that melt into a hopper, and they put it down in a long line or a parking lot, and it melts into the asphalt, into the concrete. So there's certain places we want to use it, maybe certain places we should review with them to make sure it's going to be a good fit, but ultimately that's the layman's term. It melts plastic, and that's what your line becomes. Much more longevity.
It's the stuff city council people get excited about.
Yeah.
I personally feel any, especially with Grant, any investment in infrastructure that's involving transportation, safety, streets is definitely a good thing. I move that the rules and I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of an ordinance or a resolution 3 separate days be suspended.
Second.
Mr. Shanklin.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
Ms. Ferris.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Motion passes.
I move resolution 2323 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Shanklin.
Mosley?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hamburg?
Yes.
Ms. Ferris?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Motion passes.
We can move on.
Resolution 2423. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hanwork.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hanwork.
Yes.
Spears.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 2423. A resolution authorizing the Director of Finance of the City of Orville, Ohio to enter into an agreement with the Regional Income Tax Agency, RITA, to participate in the 2023 through 2024 non-filing delinquency program and declaring an emergency.
Comments, Ms. Sherman?
Yes, this is one of the services that RITA offers. This is for individuals who are not filing their returns as required by our ordinance. There are two parts to the program. The first is a letter campaign. So RITA will send letters to individuals or businesses that have not filed returns with the city. The letter requests that the taxpayer file a return or complete an exemption that's included with the letter, indicating why they're not required to file. They don't charge any fee for that service. The second part of the program is issuing an administrative subpoena. So if the letter campaign is unsuccessful and the taxpayer does not respond, a subpoena will be issued. So the taxpayer will then be required to produce the records on a specified date. The cost to participate in the program is $1 per subpoena that's issued. Council has the option to decide each year whether or not to participate in the program. RITA does believe that participation only every other year in the subpoena process is adequate when it's coupled with their letter campaign. They have identified 1,100 taxpayers who they believe could be in non-compliance from 2019 to 2021 that they would like to begin this process with. And the legislation before you this evening authorizes us to enter into that agreement, and that we'll pay them $1 per subpoena issued. And this doesn't have to be passed this evening. If you want to discuss it further, we can do that.
Pleasure. Yes, Mr. Hayward.
Do they have historical data of what the results are when we do exercise that option?
Yeah, I think that it varies from municipality to municipality. I believe it would be good for us to have a baseline that we can start with, and perhaps only 500 of these taxpayers are truly delinquent or in non-compliance. But at least then we would know what we have to start with. And in fairness to the taxpayers that do pay annually as required, I think that it is something that we need to do at least once.
Shanklin.
Do they have an estimated dollar amount that we're missing out on?
No. What they do is cross-reference with federal returns, so they know that someone filed a federal return that owed tax to the city of Orville, and they have no record of city of Orville return.
Mr. Spears.
What years did you say that this would cover?
2023 and 2024. So they'll begin, like I say, they sent us the list of these 1,100 taxpayers, and they'll begin that process in September, sending out the letters and then subsequently issuing the subpoenas, and that will carry over into 2024. No, because these are from 19 to 21.
Right.
That's what I was asking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're okay.
I'm sorry.
So then, are there any limitations to the years they can go back? And this is me just thinking ahead, because if they're recommending this every other year, does that mean they can go back 2, 3, 4 years?
We can go back, I believe, 3 years.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that they try to go back further than that, although we can't pursue it in court, in small claims court, correct, Cheryl?
That's right. Okay. So this would benefit us back to the years you had mentioned, and then in a couple of years, if this goes through, we do it in a couple of years, we have baseline data to decide if we want to do it again.
Right.
We wouldn't have to do this annually.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Do we currently know the penalty? Is there an ordinance in place if they decide not to file, that would fall back on them, guessing?
If they are required to file and they don't, there is a penalty. It's limited by the state. I believe it's $25 right now plus interest, and that interest is modified each year.
Gotcha.
There's
There's a non-filing penalty. There's a non-filing. There's a non-payment and a non-filing. Isn't that right?
Yes, Mr. Spears.
Thank you. Just one last question. If we pass this, I know it's not a ton of money, but what would the mechanism be for us to allocate funds to cover the expected costs? I mean, I know we wouldn't be over 1,100 if debt, assume all of them got it, but...
Right. We do still have some budget remaining in the income tax department that carry over for things like this. And we are still receiving returns here from businesses. And so we do have some administrative costs in forwarding those and tracking things. And the Ohio Business Gateway, as well as the PUCO, they will always send the payments directly to us, and we're required to process those. So we'll have to be a little bit of administrative expense locally.
Great. Thank you.
Any other questions?
I'd be okay with letting it go unless there's a reason you think we have to get it done in a certain amount of time.
Yeah. I'd be in favor of that as well, so that Mr. Larson will be here at least for one of the readings.
Very good. That concludes old business for this evening, and so we'll move on. Does anyone have any comments for the good of the order? Mr. Mosley.
I got a comment. I've been getting a lot of text messages about our skate park. I just want to just echo on Councilman Hanwork and, you know, thank everyone that had time to do something there. It's busy almost every single day, and you know there's a lot of people. There are a lot of kids, and as I said, they're safe. They have helmets. You know, the bikes are blazing through there, and there's, I think every time I've been there, there's been at least 20 to 30 kids there, running things with parents. So just want to just definitely show my appreciation. That's a lot of hard work. That was a lot of years coming, and it's awesome to see it. Even though I'm not a bike rider or skateboarder, but it's nice to see it.
Just wish we were, that's all. And just one note on that parking for the skate park is actually on the other side of the woods there.
Correct.
It's not at the Salvation Army.
That is correct. That's Salvation Army's private property, private parking. We do plan to add some additional parking, both be north of there in the near future. But as of right now, yes, your primary parking is on Allen Street.
Yes, Mr. Frank.
I'd like to thank the Oroville Fire Department and the Police Department on a job well done. Last week there was a fire call that they were out on, and they got a second call during that fire call, and they tackled them both effectively. The surrounding communities and their fire departments stepped in and helped out when needed, and I'd like to thank them as well.
Anyone else? Hearing none, we have a motion to adjourn.
A motion to adjourn.
Mr. Mosley, motion to adjourn. Mr. Wilson is going to second now. Okay, he initially was against the motion to adjourn. He's changed his mind.
Hanbert.
Yes.
Desparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Very good. Our next regular meeting for Oroville City Council will be July 3rd, 2023. Until then, we are adjourned. Thank you and good evening.